mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. We've got two great patriots for humanity online with us right now. We did get Dar Jamal on time. He was just down in the southern city in Lebanon where the massacre occurred over the weekend of 60-plus people, now over half of them tiny children. I challenge sicko neocons to go to Infowars.com who support this Israeli aggression and look at these dead toddlers. And if you sickos still like it, I'd like to knock your teeth out, you pieces of filth. But Nafiz Mosaddegh Ahmed, just finishing up, tell us how we can get your new book on the 7-7 bombings being an inside job, and then any comments you've got to Dar Jamal and his incredible courage.
My new book is coming out in the States in August, but you can order it from Amazon.com in advance, and it's out in the UK. If the listeners in the UK, you can get it now from your good bookshop.
Well, send me a copy. I may carry it in my bookstore.
I will definitely get a copy over to you, Alex.
Anything, questions or comments you've got as we introduce Dar Jamal?
I'd just like to say, to Dar that, he's doing a wonderful job, and I salute him. And he has the support of many, many people around the world covering the atrocities that are going on there.
I'm going to let you go, but before I let you go, do you have a question for him that I'll pose after you're gone?
I wonder if he has any information on the peace agreement that was filed by the Israeli security service Shin Bet prior to the coming attack. He probably won't, but if he does, it'll be interesting to hear what he has to say.
I'll let you get that answer right now. Thank you for joining us, Nafiz. We'll talk to you soon. Dar Jamal, thank you for joining us. Where are you right now in Lebanon?
I am just at Beirut after being in the south all day.
You were in the particular village that was hit, killing the children?
Yes, I was in Cana at the site of the massacre.
We're going to go to break and come back and talk about this exclusive that you're bringing us. We're very thankful, Dar, but can you comment to the question about the Israeli Shin Bet nixing the peace deal a week and a half ago?
I did hear about that, but I doubt I have any further information than was really in the question, but I did hear about that, but I can certainly talk about how Israeli airstrikes are continuing. I saw them happening down there today when I was down in the south, so it's really not a surprise whatsoever that occurred. And
yeah,
I would just like to add that I also look very forward to reading his new book as well.
All right, Nafiz, take care.
Thank you.
You bet. When we get back, I want to talk about what you saw in the village. Israel never stopped bombing. In fact, I predicted on air yesterday that they would just have a ceasefire so they could get more convoys of innocents to target. Dar, do you agree with that assessment?
Well, that is what is happening, without a doubt. Airstrikes are continuing through the day. Even after they made that announcement, all through the night we heard the jets roaring over Beirut.
Unbelievable. How far away is that southern village from the border and then juxtaposed to Beirut, the capital?
Cana is not far from the border, maybe 20 kilometers, so maybe roughly 12, 13 miles maximum. And then from Beirut, mileage-wise, I'd say roughly it's probably about 120 miles. So.
You were actually there. I couldn't imagine being up close to all the dead toddlers. Targeting a house with over half of it being children, 30-plus dead, this is unbelievable.
Well, it really is, and I should say that when I was there, they had removed all the bodies they could find, although they did believe there were still several probably still in the rubble, because this was a three-story building. It was not a house. It was a very large structure. That's why there were so many people in it. It was three stories. Now it's less than a story. It was literally bombed to the ground, nothing but rubble, torn clothing, children's shoes, that kind of thing, and a lot of shocked people walking around.
Is it similar to what you witnessed when you were in Fallujah?
It really is. It is on that scale, whereas Fallujah was an entire city, but this, the devastation and the atrocity is off the charts.
All right, stay there. Give us your report on the other side. We stand by for that, gratefully, for Dar Jamal, an American of Lebanese descent, a Christian Lebanese at that, joining us. We'll be right back. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. And we post all of Dar Jamal's frontline reports from the combat zone.
It's here. After
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul taste, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Israel is indiscriminately bombing emergency vehicles, ambulances, convoys of peaceful families. Then they tell them to leave their houses. If they try, they bomb them. They run up against bombed out bridges and they're bombed. And of course, in southern Lebanon, about 20 kilometers from the border, over the weekend they bombed a three-story building. Now over 60 people killed in there, over half of them small, tiny children. I'm looking at a photo of a dead, looks like about a year and a half old baby, clutching a toy in her hand. And I hear these scumbags talk about nuking the whole place, including all the Christians that are over there. Then you need to go look at the dead babies. You need to go look at the dead babies. I don't want to hear these people attack us on 9/11. Our own scumbag government did. So this is the reality of what we're facing. And those that carried out the attacks of 9/11 are getting rid of our own sovereignty right now as well. Dar Jamal joins us. He's back in Beirut, the capital of Lebanon. He's been down in the south today to witness the carnage firsthand. There's been no ceasefire. That was a cynical ploy. Dar Jamal, give us your report, sir.
Well, there are a couple of big stories that I want to talk to you about, and I am breaking these here. I have yet to write them up because I literally just got back to Beirut. And the first is that there were no Hezbollah rockets fired from Khana. This is the justification given by the Israelis for bombing the shelter and carrying out a massive bombardment all that night long and well into the next day of that entire village. They claimed that it was Hezbollah's fault. They were forced to do this to murder these innocent people because Hezbollah had to fire rockets into Israel. And I spoke with two residents at the scene of the bombing, two people who were nearby, who lived in the village, and they said, of course there were no Hezbollah rockets fired from this village, because when Hezbollah does that, all of the villages clear out immediately, because people are well aware that once those rockets are fired, Israel's going to retaliate with a massive airstrike on the entire area. So no rockets were fired, according to the residents there.
And that's evidenced by these buildings being filled with people sleeping securely.
Well, exactly. The bottom line is they simply would not have been there if Hezbollah was really firing rockets from that city. And then these claims were backed up not only by residents, but when I talked to the Lebanese Red Cross down in the nearby city of Tyre on the coast, they said the same thing. They said, no, we go into these villages. Usually we can find evidence, if there is any, that Hezbollah, we will find rocket launchers, we will find guns, we'll even find some Hezbollah fighters. But one of them, who was actually the training manager of the Red Cross down there, he said, no, 100%, there was 100% no evidence. 100% that city was clear. There was no evidence of any rockets fired from there whatsoever.
Please continue.
I'm sorry?
Please continue with, you said several reports. Please continue.
Right. Well, those are really the two main stories I want to relay. Also, another very important one is you've probably seen the photo. There's a infamous photo now of a Red Cross ambulance that was hit by an Israeli rocket. The rocket went, it's as if they used the cross painted on top of the ambulance as a bullseye. The rocket went right down literally in the middle of that cross where the two red sections intersect. So they did hit the bullseye in the ambulance. I talked to one of the Red Cross workers who was in that ambulance when it was hit. There were medics in it and two wounded people they were evacuating. They're rocketed. The old man in the back on the stretcher, the rocket took off his leg. Everyone else was quite seriously injured. And then they called for help. And another ambulance came to rescue them, and that ambulance was also hit by a rocket.
Well, we know how these
was severely injured.
We know how these missiles are fired from planes and helicopters. These things are very precise if you're aiming them correctly. And all the evidence shows that Israel is targeting civilian convoys, aid workers, by design. The United Nations over 10 times for several hours being shelled and being bombed in their bunker last week openly then gave the Israelis their exact coordinates, and the Israelis' answer was firing a precision-guided missile right through the bunker opening. Why do you think Israel, or the question is, are they, from what you've seen, deliberately targeting civilians and observers to get people out of the way, or... Well, that's number one. Are they targeting? And the number two, why are they targeting civilians?
It's without a doubt, 100% for sure, they are intentionally targeting civilians, just like they've intentionally targeted the infrastructure of this entire country. They're also without a doubt, as I just made very clear, they are absolutely going after the medical workers, the rescue workers, and as you said, the UN workers. They don't want observers. They don't want press there. They want to be able to carry out their indiscriminate attacks. And for the reason, all I can say is it's bloodthirst. It's collective punishment, just like they're doing in Palestine. Now we see them doing to the entire southern portion of Lebanon, where over 500,000 people live. They have literally said anyone who is still there is considered a terrorist. If they've chosen to stay, they must be supporting Hezbollah, so we will hit them. And that is, of course, now including the medical infrastructure and the UN people who are down there. They are basically bombing everything that's there.
Dar Jamal, this has strengthened Hamas. This has strengthened radical Islamic sects, both backed up by the Sunnis and the Shiites, Hezbollah and Hamas. This is really escalating things. It's making it hard for moderate governments in Jordan, in Saudi Arabia, to go along with Israel. This goes right along with the PNAC plan to escalate things in the entire region. What do you think the end game is for Israel and the U.S.? Why do you think they're orchestrating this?
I think they're doing it for the exact reasons you just said, plus that way, if you look at the rhetoric coming out of Washington and Israel, they are consistently going well out of their way to tie Hezbollah with Syria, Hezbollah with Iran, over and over. It's like a broken record. I think they're doing this to pull other people into the fight, so then therefore they can justify attacking Syria, and then that's naturally going to lead right into Iran. I think that is the plan, and I think that is what we should expect to see within the next year and a half.
Dar Jamal joining us from Beirut, Lebanon. He was just in the south, the site of the village, of the massacre of over 60 men, women, and children, over half of them small, tiny children. Dar Jamal, looking at where this is going in the next few weeks, talking to people in Lebanon, what is their sense of what's happening? What is their sense of outrage? You know, the media likes to point video cameras at Lebanese biting the Israeli flag into pieces, running around in a rage. Well, they're not telling you in the media these are people in the villages where they've just had their family members ruthlessly killed. So can you speak to the sense of the Lebanese people, both Christian and Muslim alike?
Well, now, not only has it galvanized more radical support for groups like Hezbollah, there was a poll taken here in Beirut just last week, and it found that 87% of the population now supports Hezbollah. That's a drastic, drastic increase. The poll also found that 8%, down from a measly 38% in February, but now only 8% of the people here still have any good faith left whatsoever for the United States because of their unbridled support for Israel. But clearly, and that's what I'm seeing on the ground, it doesn't matter if they're Muslim or Christian or Druze or not religious whatsoever, but the vast majority of people now, it's probably well up over 90% now after what just happened in Khanna, now very much support Hezbollah because they just want any kind of retaliation they can have against Israel. They don't like that their country is being attacked, their infrastructure is shattered, and the civilians are being killed. So people here, all, you know, we're getting well over 90% now of people in this entire country that are fiercely opposed to what Israel is doing. Israel has made another enemy for life.
Dar Jamal, we know that Lebanon was the equivalent of the French Riviera in the Middle East up until the early 70s. It was getting back to that point, a world-class city. And I've always had a feeling that Israel and globalists in the U.S. are jealous of any type of Middle Eastern success. We know they were very upset about Iraq becoming first world, so they set up their agent Saddam. So, number one, do people there get the point that a lot of this is just jealousy by Israel and others of the success of Lebanon in developing their economy?
Well, they do. They're very well aware of the fact that this is part of the U.S. Plan for empire and total control of the region, which is walking hand-in-hand with Israel's interests. A lot of people have also expressed that they feel that this is, they know very well that Israel is facing a massive water problem. They don't have enough clean water. They're already stealing the Palestinians' water. That's a lot of what this wall down there is about. And now they know that in southern Lebanon, there's a lot of fresh water availability, and they feel that could have something to do with this, as well as the fact that, you know, Lebanon was really beginning to get on its feet. It was building itself back up as a sovereign country, and it had a government that was not walking in line with what the United States wanted, nor with what Israel wanted.
And Sean Hannity has said all Americans in Lebanon can drop dead.
Well, I'm sure that the 25,000 Americans who were here who were evacuated would love to hear that, and I'm sure that the countless Americans who live and work here would be absolutely thrilled to hear that unbridled support from this idiot.
But, I mean, what's the point? There's no reason to even attack Americans that are over there in business and other things. I mean, that's just, it's crazy talk.
It is absolutely insanity, and I really am almost at a loss of words on how to respond to that. These people, it just underscores the main propaganda outlet for this administration, Fox News, and the minions working there, and it's very clear. I don't know how much more evidence anyone would need. These people are absolute lunatics. They need to be, and war criminals, and they need to be treated as such.
Final segment with Dar Jamal after this quick break. Joining us from Lebanon, he is in Beirut, the capital right now. He's in the south today. I want to get some more of his observations about how many civilians are being killed, what the real numbers of dead are. We're now hearing it could be triple the current number of over, 550, 600 dead civilians there. and a lot more on the other side, where he sees this conflict going in the next month or so. Stay with us.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
All right, Dar Jamal joining us from Lebanon right now. American reporter over there. He's been in Fallujah, but all over Iraq. You name it. Dar, what are the real numbers? I mean, I know nobody can put their finger exactly on it, but even mainstream organizations and press are saying it could be triple what we're hearing. What guesstimation or dead reckoning do you have on the real numbers of dead in Lebanon?
Well, without a doubt, it's at least double the number that they're giving right now, which is the last I saw, 550 dead and about 1,500 wounded. I've talked to many doctors, NGO workers, and people in these villages, along with Red Cross workers who have been at the sites of these buildings that have been bombed, like what happened in Kana yesterday. And they said that for reasons such as so many bodies being buried under the rubble of these bombed houses and shelters, so many bodies left literally laying to rot in the very hot sun here because there is no access into so many of these villages that have been attacked by Israeli warplanes, that without a doubt we can safely double the number. And as we're seeing today, as I was down in Tyre talking to the Red Cross people, they said most of what we've been doing today is getting calls from these villages that now people can flee since they are being bombed for the moment, but they're getting so many calls to go into these villages to get bodies out of, that have been rotting in streets for 10 days, bodies from underneath the rubble of houses, bodies in ditches, bodies in burned up cars hit by Israeli rockets.
Can you give us any more details on being in the southern village there that got hit over the weekend evidence that they were not firing rockets from that village?
Well, just without a doubt, everyone I talked to in the village said absolutely no, there was no Hezbollah in this activity in this village whatsoever. That's why people had chosen to stay. And also from the Red Cross workers saying that we've been all around that village collecting bodies. There's been no evidence whatsoever of Israeli rockets. So
now, Fox News is playing Israeli video of just showing a house, doesn't look like the same house, with a rocket shooting up from behind it. I mean, we can't believe anything they give us.
No, absolutely not. That's taken without a doubt from some other village that was being used where Hezbollah was firing rockets from. But even in the case, and that is absolutely not the case in Kana, I want to underscore that. But if that were the case in any village, that does not justify bombing civilian houses. Sure, bomb where the rockets are being fired from, but do not bomb shelters that are housing over 60 innocent women, children, and elderly.
Where do you see it going, Dar Jamal? You've covered a lot of these conflicts. Where do you see this going in the next few weeks?
Well, it's not going out on a limb at all to say this, especially when the Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Olmert, just announced that there is not going to be a ceasefire. So despite international outcry, despite these pleas from the impotent UN, there's not going to be any kind of a ceasefire here. I think this 48 hours, they're basically using it to reload, get more bombs and fuel over here from George Bush for their airplanes and their military apparatus. And I think we're going to see all hell break loose here and within the next day, this 48 hours comes to a close.
Well, I'm looking for the West to stage terror attacks, or they're hoping some Arab country or group will carry out an attack as a pretext to go ahead and go into Iran and Syria. I mean, none of this happened by design. I mean, none of this happened by accident. It's all by design.
Well, it's all exactly by design. I mean, from the very start of these two Israeli soldiers being captured, not in Israel, but in Lebanon, because they had come into Lebanon, not the other way around, on up to how far in advance this attack had been planned. And I know I'm preaching to the choir here. I mean, this is all well documented. This was planned years in advance.
Dar,
the next step.
Any other key points you're there in country that we here in the United States and worldwide listening need to know?
Well, people need to understand that the Lebanese people they look just like you and me. Most of them speak Arabic, French, and English. They're very well educated. So many of them are Americans. They have dual citizenship. They studied in the United States. So many of them have family in both countries. It's a very sophisticated country. As you said, it was known as the Paris of the Mediterranean. It's a beautiful country with ski slopes on high mountains, nice beaches, very modern, very European in many ways. This is not the typical Arab country, and these people in the past have been very pro-U.S., and now all of this is turning the entire country against the U.S.
Which is what the neocons want, the clash of civilizations.
Yes, exactly, and they're getting it.
Dar, you're coming back to the U.S. in a few days, aren't you?
A couple of weeks.
So what's your schedule going to be in the next few days?
I've decided I was going to leave Beirut tomorrow, but I've decided that after seeing what the Israelis are already doing and they're not going to abide by any ceasefire, I think that this is going to be an important next few days. So
okay,
I'm going to stay here and continue reporting.
Sure, I was working off yesterday's info. So you're going to be there. As things develop, can we keep the schedule open for you for little 10-minute reports as things break?
My pleasure.
Dar Jamal, tell us about the websites where we can read your reportage.
Yeah, darjamal@iraq.com. It's darjamal@iraq.com.
We have a big link to it on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be posting your reports as soon as they come out today. Thank you, Dar Jamal, for your courage. Go with God.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Amazing report from Lebanon, from the front lines, Dar Jamal. He'll be checking in with us for the next 2 weeks if this continues. A lot of courage to be driving around on those roads. Right now, I'm going to go to your calls very quickly, then I've got some other news I want to hit on. Let's talk to Zach in New York, then Watson, John, Jeremy, Gary, and others. Zach, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
I was going to ask you about the upcoming anniversary of September 11th. I was down there for the 9/11/05, what was supposed to be a protest down there in New York City, and it was really just basically a pathetic spectacle. It was some small march past major media outlets, and then ended up in front of the UN building, and the organizers explained to me that the idea was that they were going to appeal to the UN to, do an independent investigation of
Yeah, there are a lot of different groups that protest and demonstrate on 9/11. I think this year it's going to be different because the Loose Change Boys for like 6 months have been promoting a march down there on 9/11. I still haven't decided if I'm going to go or not. I'm close to deciding to go. I said I would, but I'm kind of back. I don't know what I'm going to do, but I've got to decide soon.
Well, there was that. I would think it would have to be at Ground Zero. When I showed up at Ground Zero, there was very little going on except for people reading the names of the dead and stuff like that. And last night on CBS, on 60 Minutes, they had an interview with this guy. I forget his name. He claimed to have been Osama bin Laden's bodyguard and, you know, one of his main men. He hooked him up with his wife. And he was, gloating about how he knew the people that carried out the Cole bombing. and he associated with all these terrorists. And
this is all CIA psyops that, oh, look, here are the terrorists. We put them on TV to admit it.
Oh, my 5-year-old son, I hope he's a martyr, stuff like that.
It's all part of the CIA propaganda. Thanks for the call, Zach. Good to hear from you. Watson in Chicago. Watson, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, hi, how are you, sir?
Good.
The reason I'm calling today is, you know, when I saw this stuff over the weekend, the stuff that happened in Kana, I mean, it brought me to tears. This is ridiculous what's going on. And it's our tax dollars that are paying for this. We're buying the planes. We're buying the bombs. And we're giving tax deductions to people that send these Israeli soldiers pizza and burgers. But I want to talk about what needs to happen for a solution. You know, in order to stop something else like September 11th happening here, we need to talk about this stuff now in the mainstream. And the only way in the United States for that to happen, because everybody here is a spectator, is for these celebrities, these people who've been put on a pedestal, is to stand up and raise their voices. You know, people like Dave Matthews, who has been making songs about this type of stuff for a long time. You know, people like Mel Gibson, who have been talking, you know, standing up against George Bush. You know, the Keanu Reeves, George Clooney, Woody Harrelson, Winona Ryder, they're in Skinner Darkly. They all know about this. Where is their voice? Why aren't they not calling in right now?
Well, Mel Gibson called Bush basically a criminal and a warmonger, and look what happened to him. And I think that thing's a setup, folks, if you ask me. And, you know, I know a lot of these people, you know, in Hollywood. And I know for a fact a lot of people you mentioned know all about 9/11. And I know other people in Hollywood who know other, you know, bigwigs in Hollywood who said they've said the same thing at dinner. So how do you get them to go public? I don't know. But, I mean, they know that it's basically like jumping off a cliff for them to do it. Look at what they did to Charlie Sheen weeks after he went public.
But if they don't do it now, we're all well aware that we're going into World War III if we continue to let this happen. And then the spoils of life that they enjoy right now, by keeping their mouths shut, those aren't going to be in existence anymore if this country is plunged into third world status, which is on the brink of right now.
Well, listen, I agree with you. Now is the time that tries men and women's souls. Now is the time to go public. Now is the time to speak out. And it's really up to us to ask other government officials, people in and out of government, former government, as they have been going public, for more of them to go public. And the dam is breaking. Look at the C-SPAN. They've aired it 3 times. They're going to air it again tomorrow night. We've got to get on the email. We've got to write, you know, call our friends and families now. Tell everybody to tune in, and tell those that you tell to tune in to tell others to tune in.
I agree 100%. And take over channels like MySpace. And these other social networking sites where you can connect to hundreds if not thousands of people with the click of a mouse. Send all these people to InfoWars.com.
I agree.
Have them subscribe.
But I can't think of a better thing to do than to email your whole email list, to go to at least 5 message boards, to call your friends and family, to call your neighbors, to tell everybody you know, to tune into C-SPAN tomorrow at 5:15 Central, 6:15 Eastern. If you can't be at home, to TiVo it, to record it on your DVR. That is so important. We have millions of listeners out there. If all of you will tune in and tell others to tune in, we can really have this be a big event. And everybody who watches it, make a copy and then give that copy to somebody else. That will then again double the amount of people.
God bless you, Alex.
Good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to John in Virginia. Welcome, John.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate you taking my call. And I know there's a lot more important things to be discussing, and I didn't mean to distract you from this, but I'm calling about child sacrifice. I know that it bugs you when people try to make excuses for the Aztecs sacrificing their children. And I know that it may upset you when the Bohemian Grove Club burns effigies of children, but it is in the Bible. Actually, my understanding is that the Bible mandates the sacrifice of your firstborn son in Exodus 22:29. That says, you shall not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce and your juices, and the firstborn of your sons you shall give to me. Likewise, you shall do it with your oxen and your sheep. It shall be with its mother 7 days, and on the 8th day you shall give it to me. And I was wondering what you made of that verse.
Well, I know that Abraham got tested but didn't sacrifice his son, and I know that the Israelites are told a whole bunch of times to go wipe out groups that are involved in child sacrifice. So I'm confused by that. But what passage is that?
It's Exodus chapter 22, verse 29. And I was quite shocked to read it myself. I don't know what to make of it either, because it seems to be quite clear that it's saying to...
Exodus chapter 22, verse 9?
Verse 29.
29.
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 22, verse 29.
Yes, and verse 28, right before that, it says, "You shall not revile God nor curse a ruler of your people." And I was wondering what you made of that one, since George Bush is a ruler of our people.
Well, that's taken out of context. I think that means the ruler of the people, you know, a godly leader of the people. The whole Bible, New and Old Testament, is about standing up against wicked leaders and standing up against evil. I mean, I was at church with family this weekend, and they were having baptisms there, and they were reading, you know, the baptismal prayer, and you know, it was about standing up against evil and oppression wherever you find it and fighting evil. I mean, that's what it's all about. But I will get some pastors I know to comment on that. If Butch Paul's listening right now, or some other preacher's listening right now, and can explain what that passage means or put it in a different context, that'd be great. 1-800-259-9231. I don't know if we have open lines, but you can try as people hang up to get in. 1-800-259-9231. Thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Wyoming. Jeremy, welcome.
Alex,
hello, Jeremy.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
God bless you, and thanks to you and your staff for all your hard work.
Thank you.
I just want to say, you know, a few months ago, I was kind of asleep. You know, I used to watch Fox News and kind of agree with some of their topics, and now I watch Fox News, and I'm just completely disgusted, especially people like Hannity and Comey.
Well, they're behind Hillary Clinton. I mean, Rupert Murdoch's having campaign fundraisers. She has dinner with Roger Ailes. It's all staged.
Absolutely. One other thing is, I wanted to get your take on maybe the Democrats taking over Congress, and if that would maybe have any type of effect on impeaching Bush.
Yeah, any breakup of centralization of power is good. Not that I even like the Democrats, but Bush has the House, the Senate, the legislative, the executive, the judiciary, most of the governors, biggest government ever, gun control, open borders, American Union. We need to punish these politicians. We need to take Bush's power monopoly away.
Yes, sir, I agree. And it's even kind of scary. You have people like Bill Frist and George Bush saying, you know, we're not going to lose Congress. It's not going to happen, almost like they know. You know,
that's because 35% of the country has the CIA-controlled voting machines in place. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I mean, and people can't believe that when all the evidence is in front of them. This stuff's hard to believe, but it's true. They're doing it. They're all about hoaxes. They're all about in your face. I mean, look at the Enron guys showing state legislators their facilities with fake computer programs with the energy trading. They just made the numbers up each day and charged people what they wanted to. It wasn't even an energy trading system when you went and invested in it. It's just a total scam. Much of the derivatives market, much of the mercantile market in Chicago is based on that. I mean, it's just total scam. Let's talk to Gary in Indiana. Gary, you're on the air.
I think it's George.
Okay, sorry, George. Go ahead.
That's okay. I'm going to roll by three things real quick you might comment on, and then I want to tell you this fourth thing here that's happening August 3rd. I'd like to hear more about the billions of gold that seems to just disappear, like $186 billion. Nobody seems to be upset in these foreign countries that had their gold stored there. Haven't heard a thing about it.
Well, that's right. There were masses of gold in the towers. That's publicly admitted, and then no discussion of where it went.
Right. And the second thing is the BBC has a feature where they talk to some of these terrorists, or at least one of them that's still alive. I wish I could find that so I could see it. The third thing is that no one's went to these hotels and the smelling station to talk to these people that got the tapes taken from them. Surely we could find...
Actually, people I know have tried to. The hotels have been told not to talk to anybody, and that was almost 5 years ago. The same people that did work there don't work at the gas station.
I see. All right, the fourth thing is real important. You know how these people love dates. Well, Tisha B'Av happens on the 3rd of August. This date's very important to the Jewish people because their first temple was destroyed in 586 B.C., and the second temple was destroyed in 70 A.D., both on that date. The Jews were also expelled from Spain in 1491 on that date. The World War One, World War Two occurred on that day. The Jews were expelled from England on that date in 1290, And according to the Bible, Moses broke the tablets on Mount Sinai following the sin of the golden calf on that date. So it's kind of like our Labor Day. It jumps depending upon what day in the last part of July or the first part of August. But the 3rd of August is
okay, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I will look into it. 7-7, they had India bombings. 3-11, they had Madrid. 7-11, they had the India bombings. 7-7, they had London. 3-11, they had Madrid. 9-11, they had 9-11. And, of course, Madrid was 911 days after 9-11. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And we know the Skull and Bones New World Order crowd is heavily into numerology. Did any preachers call in to answer my question, John? So nobody can... I mean, I've got to read the passage myself instead of having it read to me. I have to read the context that it's in and surrounding passages. But from memory, I think that's about giving their children into the priesthood or something. Does it mean human sacrifice? We'll have to definitely look at that and see what's going on there. The only instance of that I knew of in the Bible was Abraham. We'll go to some calls here in just a few minutes after I hit a few news stories. In the final segment, I'll get to some of your calls. And if any pastors can answer what Exodus chapter 22, verse 29 means, I'd love to hear from you. If you can get an open line at 1-800-259-9231. One last time, C-SPAN aired 3 historical telecasts on cable worldwide. It's on in even foreign countries and foreign cable systems in many areas of the world. Our 9/11 neocon agenda panel discussion, an hour and 48 minutes, if you want to be precise. C-SPAN has it on their calendar as an hour and 50 minutes. It's scheduled to air one more time tomorrow night, 4:15 Central, 6:15 Eastern. I guess that would be 3:15 Pacific, 4:15 Mountain. Now, there's some new Kofi Annan press conference or George Bush press conference. It may push it back 30 minutes an hour. The stuff normally does. Yesterday, they had a press conference, a couple press conferences. So instead of going on at 1:15 Eastern, it went on at about 2:20 Central or 3:20 Eastern, about an hour late. So, but look for that. Tell everybody about it tomorrow to C-SPAN 1. Also, you could have seen the panel discussion, 2.5-3 weeks ago, because we took a 4-camera shoot, edited it together with great skill, my great staff, and posted it for PrisonPlanet.tv members. We have Ray McGovern in my new film, Terror Storm, posted up there on the site. We have Dr. Bob Bowman, Professor Steve Jones, Professor Jim Fetzer, Webster Tarpley up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Not just the roundtable discussion in the 2-day event, but now I guess about 18 hours of the 20 hours has been posted up on PrisonPlanet.tv for members. And my new film, Terror Storm, is there, and I think 4 different bandwidth qualities. Super high quality bandwidth that you got to have a really good cable modem connection to download. And then we've got a high-quality version, a medium-quality version, and a low-res quality version. 3 different formats. You can download them. We just uploaded last week the super high-quality Terror Storm. So go there to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership, get a monthly subscription for $5.95 that just pays for the webmasters and the bandwidth. Go burn hundreds of CDs. Go buy hundreds. It takes a few minutes to burn each one. And start burning those copies. Kind of an oxymoron. We're not saying burn the DVDs literally, folks, for some that don't know what those computer terms are. You know, making copies is called burning them. Last time I said burn copies. Why should we burn copies of DVDs? Somebody didn't get that in a letter. But the making copies of them. Make a whole bunch of copies. Give it to everybody. Give it to professors and your rabbi, your pastor, your boss, just say, check this out. It's some pretty interesting information, forbidden information. And so PrisonPlanet.tv is such a wonderful activist tool. All 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, special reports, the Bilderberg report is up there probably 6-8 months before I even put a film out on it. I'm making that film right now, trying to get started. It's so important to go to PrisonPlanet.tv and get a 15-cent-a-day membership or call toll-free to get hard copies of Martial Law or Terror Storm, any of my films, 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Now, in closing, as we end this segment, it's going to sell out in about a week if we continue to sell tickets this fast. So call the toll-free number to get your tickets to the Terror Storm premiere at the Lakewood Theater in Central Dallas, the 26th of August, coming up in 26 days. If you want tickets, get them now. Only 700 tickets are going to be sold, and they're going really, really fast. We could sell 900 tickets, but I don't want to overflow the place and everybody cram together like sardines. So we're selling 700 tickets. Probably have about 30 guests there, so it'll be about 730 people or so. Get your tickets now at InfoWars.com or call toll-free to get them, 1-888-253-3139. And then coming up in September, 5 dates at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. Those tickets are going fast. You can get those at InfoWars.com as well. Jim Mars is going to be there giving a speech. I'll also show some Bilderberg Group footage and Terror Storm. Stay with us. Final segment, straight ahead.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
John, Joseph, and Fred in here real quick. John in Georgia says he's got an answer for us on this Bible verse, Exodus. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, it's pretty simple. The eighth day was the day of circumcision, thus bringing the child into covenant with God. So if you look in the historical context and what the Orthodox Church coming out of the Jewish tradition has always taught, that's what it means. So it's not about sacrificing your kids.
Because in the very same book, I know, it says don't sacrifice your children.
Yeah. So if you look at it, it has to be looked on in a historical context of what the fathers of the church, growing out of what the prophets and such spoke. So it's pretty easy answer. It's about circumcision.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Joseph in England. England, what's on your mind?
Hi, Alex. Yeah, just a quick one. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, and I've been watching the LA conference. It's excellent coverage. Actually, it is better than the coverage that they put on C-SPAN. All of that was very good. I just wanted to ask if there's any plans on putting, you know, this out onto a DVD or a DVD set, because it's certainly worth keeping in
mind.
Yeah,
it just takes time to do it. I mean, of course, I want to dress it up and make it all fancy and add documents while people are talking. You think I should do that or just slap it on DVDs and sell it?
Well, I don't want to actually beg you to do it, Alex, but, I mean, I've basically been copying DVDs, I've done hundreds of them and given them out, and this would really be one that would go well with the discs that I've been giving out, so I think a lot of the people would respond to it that way as well.
All right, thank you. Sorry we're out of time. I appreciate it. Anything else from England, Joseph? He's gone. Thank you, Joseph. Keep it up. Fred in Florida, you're our tail gunner. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Alex, thanks for getting me on today. Quick real jug. Corsi was on Derry Brownfield this morning, just as he was going out of town to New York. He will be on Lou Dobbs tonight, and he got the first 300 pages of the FOIA response back, and there's some pretty indicting information in there. He's going to cover it tonight.
He was demanding the details of the Security and Prosperity Partnership American Union agreement, and yeah, he started getting those, I'm told, late last week. I can't wait to see what's in them.
Well, he's going to be on Dobbs tonight, and he said he's also going to tape Fox, but he didn't know when they'd show it. They probably will delay it. The other thing is really important here, Alex. I don't remember what show it was on last week. Someone called in and gave a web address, as people are prone to do. This is excellent. I would ask you and anybody else that's listening that has any questions about the Palestinian-Israeli situation, go to this website, ifamericansknew.org. Now, there's a synopsis version on the first page, but it ticks you over to another booklet, 20 pages long. It'll take a couple hours to read it.
Well, what we'll do is we will put links to that right now on InfoWars.com, so folks can just go there and check it out, of AmericansKnew.org.
Discuss anything about Palestine with anyone unless they've read this booklet, put out by Jews for Justice in the Middle East, by the way.
Wow. Well, I'll check it out. I appreciate your call. We're flat out of time. I'm very thankful to everybody that called C-SPAN and got them to come cover the event to begin with. And we basically twisted their arm, it looks like, into airing it. Now they've been going bananas, playing it three times this weekend, scheduled one more time tomorrow. Think of the power of you calling and emailing everybody that you know and going on message boards, people you don't know, and telling them tune in tomorrow. Or they can go to cspan.org and watch it online right now, or see a better version of it with a four-camera shoot up close at prisonplanet.tv for members right there. I wish I was as big as C-SPAN, could just put it out for free. We put a lot of stuff out for free, but we can't put hours and hours of video out for free, or it'd bankrupt us. Bandwidth, very, very expensive. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. A lot of news and information we did cover today. A lot we didn't have time to, so be sure and visit InfoWars.com, JonesReport.com, InfoWars.net to get all the news and information you need. Continue to send us all the email and information. You certainly help us. All right, God bless you all.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.